Let's take a look at Laboratory 13 and Homework 13. Now, this is a follow-up on the lecture, and it deals with security issues. Let's open up Lab 13 and take a look at, this is what you sort of do in lab, and then, of course, there's the homework portion. And you really work with both of them. They deal with complementary issues. In Lab 13, it starts to talk about encryption. Topic 14 will be more details of encryption. Okay? And you'll notice that some of the material here we've actually covered in the lecture. And it starts off by talking about how can you tell when information is secure. And I leave this for you to read in more detail, but it talks about some of the insecurities. It talks about making sure, when you're sending credit card numbers or passwords over the internet, you have to make sure that it is sent in a secure fashion. And as it says here, we mentioned it in lecture, it's talked about here again, the concept of encrypting, taking the information and coding it in a form such that if a third party does intercept it, they won't know what you're talking about anyhow. More details of encryption methods will be in topic 14. But here we talk about how do you know when the web pages you're accessing or the information you're sending is secure. As we said in the lecture, and here you'll see it in more detail, it has to do with using SSL, the secure socket layer. And you notice on this Lab 13 page, they introduced the concept, we saw it in lecture, and what's the key? The key is to show you that when you move over to a secure mode of transmission, the address, the location, changes from the method HTTP to using HTTPS. And they indicate in this lecture, in this Lab 13, they show you the address bar, the location bar, both for when you are using Internet Explorer and also when you are using, say, Mozilla Firefox. Okay, so they actually have updated this. This was just recently updated last night. It used to say Netscape, but now says Firefox. I asked the coordinator to update it, and she did it very quickly. So she did it. So you notice that it shows you what would happen in Internet Explorer, which is what we saw during the lecture, and it also shows you, for example, in the Firefox browser, how that would be taken care of, okay, so that it moves into HTTPS. Also, in Internet Explorer, Firefox, when you change modes, when you change from a secure mode to an insecure mode, or vice versa, from an insecure mode to a secure mode, you often get pop-up windows that tell you that you are actually changing. So I show you an example here of a security alert. You are about to view pages over secure connection. You're going to be changing from insecure to secure. And they pop up a window telling you you're going to be doing that. And then there is an ability to click a box so that when they change, you don't have that pop-up anymore. Sometimes you want to know about that. Indeed, these pop-up windows occur either way, when you're going from insecure to secure, or if the one below that says you are about to leave a secure internet connection, it will be possible for others to view the information because you're going into a non-secure mode and it might be intercepted and viewed. Again, you have an ability to either have this pop-up window occur every time when you're leaving secure to insecure, or you can click on this box that's indicated and it won't pop up anymore, but it's going to happen anyhow. You're going to change from secure to secure. Illustrated here is what happens in Internet Explorer. You have similar pop-up windows if you use Mozilla Firefox. Okay. It also talks about the lock icon, which I showed you during lecture, that when you switch over to the secure mode, not only does it then go to HTTPS, but on your page, typically towards the status, the lower part of the page, status line, near the status line, you're going to have a lock, something to indicate you've entered secure mode. And indeed, it shows up in Internet Explorer, and a similar type of thing shows up in Firefox. Dealing with certificates, we mentioned that's also part of the security mechanism. A certificate is a web server's ID badge, a tamper-resistant file that identifies the individual organization to whom it is issued and ensures that no other site can assume its identity. The certificate guarantees the authenticity of a website. When you're dealing with a bank or something where you're going to be buying and sending your credit card, you want to make sure you're talking to that entity, that you're talking to Citibank or Staples or OfficeMax or whoever you're talking to. If you are submitting, you get a lot of it with phishing. Where do you get a lot of phishing? Like PayPal, right? From eBay and things like that. If you want to, a lot of phishing is done for your PayPal accounts. Right, every other day I get some email, oh, your account has been compromised. Please send me all your account information. right? And it's fairly obvious that they're fishing for the information. Okay? So you have to be careful. You have to be very careful. Okay? You can view the browser security settings. And they show you an example here in Lab 13. They show you an example for Internet Explorer. And they tell you how to get to them. You can go to Tools. It shows you over here. You click on Tools. And then on Tools, you go to Internet Options. Okay. You want to reset? I don't want to reset. No. Let's see what happens. Internet Options. And up come the options. Okay. And then you can click on the security. And I have a little bit different version than you have here that's in the lab. You see each method is a little bit different. And you'll notice that it has all these different settings, all these different settings. And it allows you to customize it. And depending on which browser, which version you're using, there are all different things that you can do. And you're welcome to go through these, and indeed as part of the laboratory, you will be going through. It has to do with whether you allow scripts to run, whether you allow ActiveX controls to run, many different aspects of security issues, downloads, automatic prompting when you have downloads, many different things that take place over here. And you could look at that and you can see what's going on, all the different things that they allow you to either happen, not happen, enable, disable, pop-up blocker. You see, part of it is whether to allow pop-ups or not, and so on. Okay, you're welcome to go through that, and you're going to be going through that when you go through the laboratory. Any questions on that? It tells you to select the tools, Internet Options, and then you go and look at all the different settings that they have here. Okay. Secure, I suppose. I don't see advanced right here. Oh, advanced. Oh, that's what they're looking at. All right. All that's what it looks like. So that what they're illustrating in Lab 13 is the advanced setting. And it's all these different options that you have here. Okay. And you're welcome to look at them and see what they're all about. Many different settings that you can play with. Security, advanced, and you can take a look at them. Okay. Same thing in Firefox. See what this box looks like in Firefox. You can click on that and you'll see that it is as it, well, it's not coming up. All right. I don't have a Firefox browser here. So we'll leave that alone. My machine doesn't have it, but hopefully your machines will have it. Talks about email not being secure by itself, and if you want to make it secure, then you have to do it by using secure email. And we'll take a look at that. The laboratory itself, towards this bottom of this page, in Lab 13, it talks about the laboratory. You will have to use both Firefox and Explorer, and you will compare the two. You will compare the two and their security settings and how to go about that. And basically what you're going to see here is they tell you to go to Amazon.com and try to establish an account as a new customer, and you'll see how it switches over to the security settings, to the SSL settings. And you'll notice that it asks you to do it both for Firefox and for Explorer. And step by step, you'll look at the differences of the two and see what takes place. And any information that's requested here, make notes of it. It actually tells you to write down exactly what it says. And that's part of your laboratory. Any questions on that? That's going to be Lab 13. So Lab 13 really describes this SSL, the encryption that is used using HTTPS. And you're going to be using it both with Firefox, both with Explorer, just to see how it actually takes place when you're using the browsers. Any questions on that? The Homework 13, let's open that up. If you go to Homework number 13, and you'll have to hand in the homeworks, Homework number 13, which is also part of your lab, this is, again, what you hand in, deals with cookies. Cookies. All right? And we spoke about that. Remember what a cookie was? A little text file that the servers that you interact with or third parties try to store on your computer. And indeed, you're going to be looking at it. And as you see, it says here, to begin this homework, change the browser settings to alert you before the browser accepts a cookie. And indeed, it outlines both for Internet Explorer and for Firefox exactly how to go away and how to go and have cookies be displayed or at least be alerted when cookies are trying to be displayed. For example, in Explorer, it tells you to go to Tools, Internet Options. We click on that. And Internet Options, there's a privacy tag. You see the privacy tag. And in the privacy tag, There is going to be, click on the advanced button in the privacy tag, and here it talks about cookie handling, where you can override. You see, it tells you to override the cookie handling, and then notice it says first party cookies and third party cookies. And you can click whether to accept them, block them, or prompt you when they come in. And you can do it individually for first party and third party. When you do the laboratory, you're going to take it off the default settings. You notice what the default settings are. Accept. That you'll let first party and third party cookies come in and you won't even know about it. During the homework, you're going to put it on prompt. So they're going to see when a cookie comes in. You're going to actually see that. I won't illustrate it here because that's part of your homework. Let you go ahead and see it. And you'll be able to see that how many cookies actually get set. Notice you're going to be going to a number of different places, Brooklyn College, Amazon, many different places, and you're going to be surprised how many cookies get set. Now notice it says first party cookies and third party cookies. Where's the second party? We spoke about this, right? Really, a first party is when you're having an interaction with another, with a web page. You're interacting with, I don't know, IBM or Staples or MIT. So there are really two parties there, you and the other party. Right? You're both first parties to the conversation. You're both first parties to the interaction. So that's called first party cookies. The actual site you're interacting with is a first party. They're involved. So they're called a first party. You're both first parties. A third party is anybody on the outside. The first two parties are really first parties. You're involved in the ongoing interaction. The third party is somebody else. And I'm talking to Staples and I'm going to get a pop-up from HP. What are you butting in? Somebody that buds in is a third party. And they butt in with their own pop-ups, their own cookies. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how many actually take place. And that's part of this laboratory to see that. Any questions? So you're going to be doing that, and I'm just going to go back to the defaults of canceling what is taking place over here, and that's part of what you're going to be doing it. You'll be doing it with Firefox Explorer. You're going to see what takes place. And notice that as part of the homework, you're going to be looking at different websites, CNN, Yahoo, Google, Brooklyn College, Lesley, another college, right? See, it's in the edu domain. And you'll be surprised how many cookies are sent. You know, if you had to guess, who do you think of these sites? You all know what CNN is and Yahoo and Google. I'm sure you've heard of that. I hope you know what Brooklyn College is. And who do you think might set a cookie? Who do you think might not set a cookie? You think CNN, a news delivery service, they're going to be interested in setting cookies?
Yeah.
Sure. They're out to make money. Don't let them tell you anything else. How about Yahoo? Google? Well, we'll see. We'll see. Brooklyn College? Well, I'm not going to answer everything. You'll be surprised. Some of them will, some of them won't. That's part of this laboratory over here. The next part has to do, there's actually a cookie demo. You're going to click on this link. It'll open up a link to cookiedemo.com. And you're going to be setting cookies. And you actually go through the process of setting a cookie. Then you go away and come back and see if it remembered the cookie that you set. And it'd be interesting, the cookies that they actually set. I'm not going to, you know, I can't take away all the surprises. What kind of cookies is this demo going to be? All right, I'm not going to do it now. It's not a big deal. But you'll see they actually set cookies, and they remember the cookie that you set. Well, you get to that. All right. And then the last thing in this homework is an analyzer, network tools. And again, it talks about cookies and the types of information that is gathered. It's another demo. It's at networktools.com. It's an analyzer tool. You do it twice. And it asks you, is the cookie set when you visit this site? Whose cookie is it? First party, third party? Is it from privacy.net or maybe somebody else? What type of information is collected? Did the site collect your IP address? Uh-huh. And other information. So you'll be able to do that as part of this homework. So you're going to learn about cookies, and you'll be surprised. You might go away with a little bit of a different idea or concept of, you know, every time I interact with a website, boy, are they gathering information on me. And sometimes you can't avoid it. If you want to go shopping on certain sites, you have to allow cookies. Otherwise, they say, I'm not going to talk to you. Okay? And so you have to be careful and be aware that when you interact with other sites, they gather information. Any questions? All right, so that is our introduction to laboratory homework number 13.